you tunes out there, and welcome back to another episode of History of Animation. So in the Up Iwerks episode, I mentioned Oswald the Lucky Rabbit and said that this character deserved his own episode. Well, here it is. For those of you that are not aware, Oswald was Walt Disney's first character. He was really beloved at the time, and Mickey Mouse would never have been created had it not been for the loss of Oswald. In the early days of Walt Disney's and Ub Iwerks career, they worked on a series called Alice Comedy. It took a while, but they were finally able to get a distribution agreement for it with Winkler Studios. Winkler Pictures was led by Margaret Winkler and her partner, Charles Mintz. Alice Comedy was basically a series starring a little girl named Alice and her adventures in animated world. It was a really early example of mixing live action and animation. By 1927, the series had run its course, and Winkler Studios approached them about making a new series. At the time, Felix the Cat was really popular, and they wanted something to replace Felix. Winkler Studios had also been in charge of the Felix the Cat cartoons distribution, but they had trouble working with Pat Sullivan, who was the owner of the studio that made the Felix the Cat cartoons. Disney's first idea was to make episodes around Julius the Cat. This was actually a character from his Alice series. Of course, it was decided that they had had enough of cats. So it was Universal's founder, Carl Lamy, that suggested they make the character a rabbit. So Iwerks reworked the character's design to be one. Supposedly, the name was decided by pulling it out of a hat full of name choices. Oswald was first shown in a cartoon titled Poor Papa. Honestly, this cartoon went over pretty poorly. All of the Universal's executives and Winkler Studios hated it. Their complaints mostly had to do with how old the character appeared to be. So they went back to the drawing board and reworked the character. The new version debuted in Trolley Troubles and was received very positively. So Universal's released it in their theaters on September 5th, 1927. After that, they were rolling out new Oswald cartoons. The contract with Universal and Winkler meant that they had to release a new episode every few weeks. But like today, this isn't where the real money is. Disney realized the potential for character merchandising. Unfortunately, merchandising is only lucrative to those who own the copyright. That wasn't the only problem. Mintz had started signing Disney's animators to new contracts, thus replacing Disney as their boss. Walt Disney believed that he was the owner of Oswald. After all, it was made at his studio by his animators. So in 1928, he approached Mintz about increasing pay from the Oswald episodes. Mintz's counteroffer was an insult to Disney. Not only did he try to offer less per short, but he also wanted Disney to join his team as his employee. Not to mention, this is when Disney learned that Universal owned the copyright to Oswald, not him, the creator. After this, Disney swore to never let anyone control the copyright to his work ever again. Thankfully for Disney, Iwerks had rejected Mintz's offer to go work for him. So Iwerks created a whole new character, one that they would own forever, at least as long as they could fight to keep the copyright. That character, Mickey Mouse. Disney sure kept that promise. The original version of Mickey, Steamboat Willie, only recently got put into the public domain, and the Disney company fought tooth and nail to keep it out. In fact, you still would have to be very careful about using Mickey. If you decide to use the Steamboat Willie version of Mickey Mouse for anything, you still have to be very careful that it is the Steamboat Willie version. Anything that resembles too closely to a more current version of Mickey will definitely have them coming after you. Funny enough, decades later, the rights to Oswald would be returned to the Walt Disney Company. In February 2006, the company received a number of assets, including Oswald, from NBC Universal in exchange for sending sportscaster Al Michaels from ABC and ESPN to NBC Sports. I found an ESPN article about the trade, and apparently the Disney CEO, Bob Iger, asked for Oswald the Lucky Rabbit specifically. Iger knew that Universal had the character and the great importance of getting that character back to the Disney family and wanted to be the one to get it back to them. So that was how, after nearly 80 years, Disney got Oswald back. And not just the cartoons that had been made by Disney, they also got all the rights to the Oswald cartoons that had been made by Winkler and Universal Pictures as well. Okay, so funny thing about this script, I wrote it and immediately after Nintendo announced, they announced that they were re-releasing Epic Mickey, and I have a paragraph written about how that was the first introduction of the character for me. So I thought that was funny. I guess we're all gonna be able to play Epic Mickey for ourselves and see, like, basically immediately after they got the character back, they decided to use it for the 2010 game Epic Mickey. And I just thought that was so funny, and I'm probably gonna be picking up the re-release of the game just because I don't remember most of it. Anyways, more recently, a short titled Oswald the Lucky Rabbit was released in 2022. It marked the 100th anniversary of the Disney Company, and it's pretty cool how, after 90 years, another Oswald short was made. I'm not too sure what they plan to do in the future. I'm pretty sure that some of the original Oswald the Lucky Rabbit shorts are probably in the public domain by now. So it will be pretty interesting to see what the future holds and if they have any more plans of stuff to do with the character. Okay, well, that's it for now. Don't forget to like the episode and follow for more animation history.